course, we're reading the Parshiyos during these Shabbosim, last week, this week, next week, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, and many of the Mepharshim view in these weeks allusions to what are the secret ingredients that allowed the Jewish people to thrive in their early stages. These are, of course, the Parshiyos where the Jewish people are becoming a nation. And the first comment of the Kli Yakar that I want to start with, I would venture to say, certainly is not pshat in the pasuk. However, the Kli Yakar uses an anomaly in the text to develop an idea that speaks to the Chashivas HaTorah and how the Torah has always been what guided the Jewish people, the strength of the Jewish people, the goals of the Jewish people, really the history and the destiny. And hopefully you'll see what I mean as we go along. Vayhi b'shalach paro asav. Kli Yakar begins by pointing out a very fascinating anomaly in the text, which I dare say all of us have read this pasuk, as has happened so often with the Kli Yakar. All of us have read this pasuk many, many, many times, and have heard this pasuk many, many times, and I would dare say probably none of us ever noticed this glaring anomaly in the text of the very first pasuk of the parasha we're going to read the Shabbos. So let's look at it together. Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'am. Let's look at the pasuk. Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'am. V'lo nacham Elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu, ki amah Elokim pen yinachem ha'am b'rosam milchama v'shav b'mitzayma. Vayasev Elokim es ha'am derech ha'medbor yamsuf, v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz mitzray. The first two psukim. Did you notice what I was trying to point at? You got it, Herbie. You got it. It was clear. Okay. The first three times the pasuk refers to the Jewish people, he refers to the Jewish people as Ha'am. And then the fourth time, for some random reason, as the boys would say, for some random reason, in the second pasuk, it's V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretzayim. That is the major anomaly in the text that the Kli Yakar is hanging himself on, and he creates what I would call a sheer klali. He creates a broad ranging and involved tapestry of ideas based on this seemingly simple but very curious phenomenon in the pasuk. So let's take a look at what he says. Vayhi b'shalach paros ha'am. Va'achachach ne'mar pen yinachem ha'am. Vayasev Elokim es ha'am. Va'achach ne'mar v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. V'yesh lizbonin lama kira'am shalosh pa'amim ha'am. Uv'rvi kira'am b'nei Yisrael. Eitzel v'chamushim da'ayinu kli zayin. And in which phrase does he say the words b'nei Yisrael? V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael. Now this word, v'chamushim, if we had a lot of time, if I wasn't just really focused more on the Kli Yakar, I mean, the Mepharshim go to town with what exactly this word means. It's a very strange word. You rarely ever see this word in all of Tanakh. There's a lot of discussion in what the word means. V'chamushim, right? What does Rashi say? Take a look inside Rashi for a second. V'chamushim. V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael. And this is going to be the main focus of the Kli Yakar's drasha, at least his opening drasha. It's what does the word v'chamushim mean? What does Rashi say? V'chamushim, ein chamushim ela mizuyanim. So Rashi quotes the drasha of Chazal that chamushim means armed. V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretzayim. The Jewish people were armed on the way out of Egypt. Thank you for sharing that. What is the Torah trying to teach us with the words v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael? Again, and Paro sent the people out, and Hashem did not lead the people through Eretz Plishtim, because that was close, because he was afraid if they would see war, they would go back. So he made them, he took them out on a circuitous route, Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf, Vachamushim, and the Jewish people were armed when they left Egypt. What does that have to do with anything? Vachamushim, got nothing to do with anything. Again, says Rashi, Vachamushim, Ein Chamushim Ela Mezuyonim. He goes on to explain, Levisha Hesipasim, Amidbar, Garamlem, Sha'olu Chamushim, Shil Hayaderech Yishuv, if it would have been through the cities, Lo Hayamuchumashim, Lahem Komash Etzrichim, Ela Ka'adam Sha'ovim Makum Lamakum, Uvdata Likna Shamashi Itzara. Avokshu Porish Lamidbar, Tzarech Lazamin Kalat Tzarech. If you're in the desert, you got to bring with yourself all the supplies. Because of Zelo Nichtav Kiyim, Lisaber Sa'ozem. It's just to exaggerate something. Shlo Tomar b'Mulchemes Amalek u'Mulchemes Sichon v'Ogur Midyan Mehechan Hayolam Kli Zayin Shehiko Yisrael B'Charef B'Rashi Yashem V'Cheinu Omer V'Atem Tavru Chamushim V'Chein Tirgim Uklus Mizurazin K'ma V'Yorak Eschanicha V'Zariz. So one pshat of Rashi is they had weapons. Davar Acher, the famous Medrash, Chamushim is echad mi-chamisha yatsu v'arba chalakim mesu b'shloshes me'afelim. Okay, one-fifth they went out. Let's see the Kliyaka's take. And so the Kliyaka wants to know, why Dafka, when discussing the weaponry, is that where he finally gives them the exalted status and designation of what? B'nai Yisrael. Why B'nai Yisrael? Eitzel v'chamushim d'haynu klei zayin. Ukefi hanera, the Kliyaka says, if it would appear to me, he says, as a good teacher does, making the question even seem stronger, to whet everybody's appetite for the answer. And it would seem to me, he says, shemitzad heyosim b'nei Yisrael lo hayu tzrichim l'klei zayin. He says, if anything, that would be the place that if I was selecting the text, says the Kliyaka, I would bedafka not use the words b'nei Yisrael when talking about how they have their weaponry, because mitzad heyosam b'nei Yisrael, because they were the exalted, holy, special, designated, miraculous people of the Jewish people, that would be dafka why they would not need weapons in the desert. Isn't it going to be Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishun? The war with Amalek was won through the weapons? Was that what it is? That they had good weapons? Is that the way they won the war with Amalek? Is that the way they won the war with Sichon Va'og? Is that the way they won the war with the 31 kings against Jericho? Is that the way the Jewish people won? Shemitzad ha'yosem b'nei Yisrael lo hayu tzrichim l'klei zayin. V'shilucho shel paro haya mitzad ha'yosem b'nei Yisrael. And Paro sending them was because they were b'nei Yisrael. And came ipcha ha'avalei l'meima. Says the Kliyaka, if anything, the word Ha'am should have appeared by the Klei Zayin, and the word B'nai Yisrael should have appeared by B'shalach Par. Now listen to the drasha that he makes over here. Beautiful, beautiful drasha. V'nir Eliyashiv Zeb B'shnei Panim. He has two pshatim. We're only going to do one of them. Ha'echad hu al derech shemasik b'yalkut. He quotes a medrash in the Yalkut Shemoni. V'chamushim alu Ein chamushim, ela mezuyanim b'chamisha klei zayin. Now, that's the same Yalkut that Rashi was talking about, right? V'chamushim, he says, ein chamushim, ela mezuyanim b'chamisha klei zayin. So he quotes a medrash that says, which only seems to make the problem worse at first, the Yalkut says that chamushim means each Jew was holding five weapons. Azoy zok the medrash. Each Jew is, okay, thank you. Well, what is that? What does that help me? How does that help me understand anything? Each Jew was holding five weapons. And he says, V'kosh alzeh, says the Kliyakar, that only makes the question worse. V'chi melchamtan shel Yisrael tuluya v'ribuy kli zayin. Are the wars of the Jewish people decided because every Jew happens to be holding five weapons? Not only one, he's got the gun, the machete, the shield, the all whatever different things, the sword. V'haloksiv magen im yireh v'romach b'arbeim elef b'Yisrael ki Hashem yisparech magen ba'adam. The Jewish people don't depend on the Jewish people don't depend on how many weapons they have. The fact that we have more weapons, more tanks, or more artillery, that's not what decides things for us. V'atorah v'atfilah klei zaynim shel Yisrael. We know that it's the study of Torah and heartfelt prayer that are the main weapons of the Jewish people. And that's going to be the theme of what he's going to speak about here. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, v'cherev pipios bi'adam. Shnei pios, v'cherev pipios bi'adam. The sword of the mouth is the way the Jewish soldiers fight. Shnei pios, ki shnehem tuluyin b'peh. The shnei pios he's referring to here is the pi, the peh of Torah, and the peh of tefillah. V'imkein matiferes zel Yisrael sha'alu chamushim mizuyanim. And therefore, what is the great glory of the Jewish people that they went out, each one holding five weapons? Ki'ilu lo haya bitchonam b'Hashem chalila. As if you'll tell me, chas v'shalom, each of them said, we better make sure to have five weapons. And then to add insult to injury while he's piling on the questions. Oh, of course we know that a person, it's important to stress that obviously we don't believe that the Tzahal should go out into battle with no tanks and no artillery. Obviously you have to go, you have to try to do everything b'derech ha-teva. Right. Kol asher yimtza b'kocho. Kol asher yimtza b'kocho. Lasos. U'mash yechzar ha-teva yashlam ha-neis. Mikol makom koshe. Al maze higid lanu akosav shehayo l'kol echad chamisha klei zayin uminyana lamali. What is this idea that the Medrash is highlighting and based on the pasuk that it was so important to tell me that each member of the Jewish people was holding five weapons? What do I need the number five for? Va'od ki kara b'derech neis o b'mikre shehayo l'kol echad chamisha. Lo pachos v'lo yoser. Halo davar hu. Halo davar hu. It is something that bears attention. The fact that everyone had exactly five weapons. Va'od ki kifi aner lo ha'i Yisrael melumdei mechama klal. The Jewish people also were not trained in the skills of war at all. Ki ha'yu asukim avodas parach kol ayamim. They were just slave laborers working with stones and bricks and mortars. Klei Zayin Elu Lamalahem. What are they going to do with the weapons? I don't even know what to do with them. It was like, if you give me a weapon, you give me a weapon in battle, then not going to do you anything. I'm not going to know. I wouldn't even know where to point it. Kilo Nusu Be'ela. They were not tested with these things. V'hayolahem Leilech B'maklos U'Va'avne Kela. If anything, this primitive people should have actually gone into battle with some type of, you know, I don't know, with slingshots. Avne Kela is a slingshot. Makel with sticks or something. What are you telling me that they had five mizuyan? So here's what he gives this beautiful drush, which I again will admit that I can't believe that he believes this is actually the pshat, but certainly on a drush level, it is a beautiful, beautiful drush that he sees in the pasuk. Al kein der lefarish, and certainly the kashas are very, very strong. Al kein der lefarish, shabal lahodienu. They did not have in their hands any weapons. That's not what the Torah is referring to. Ki im chamisha chumshe Torah. Hachalukin l'shiva svarim. He says what the Torah is referring to here is that the Jewish people came out mizuyanim with chamisha chumshe Torah. Yes, it's true. They haven't yet received the Torah. I know the question. We'll see. He's going to address it in a second. Chamisha chumshei Torah hachalukin l'shiva svarim. I've definitely said this over in the shir in past years, that we know that the chamisha chumshei Torah are counted by some to be seven svarim. No, who knows? How does the five, what kind of math is that? How does the five become seven? How do you count the chamisha chumshei Torah seven svarim? Very good. Vayihi ben soha aron, right? Vayihi ben soha aron is set off with the two nuns. So Chazal say that Dvarim, I'm sorry, Bamidbar is actually three svarim.
You have Bamidbar up until Ahib and Saharon. Then you have Ahib and Saharon, which is separate with the two nuns as a separate parasha. And then after Ahib and Saharon. So that's three. So that gives you a grand total of seven. So he says, Chamishachum Sheitoa Hachalukin L'Shiva Svarim. So he wants to say, look, go back to the part that's bolded on top. V'chamushim Elu Alu Ein Chamushim Ela Mizuyanim B'chamisha Klei Zayin. Five, which are seven. Five, which are seven. Let's see what it says. Watch. Kiem chamisha chum shetorah chalukim l'shiva svarim. Laman da'amar sheparshas vahibin soa sefer b'fnei atzmo. V'zesh amar v'chamushim hainu mezuyanim hakol remez la'torah. Adaraba, here the Torah is stressing that the key ingredient and secret to any fight of the Jewish people is focus on the spiritual, focus on Torah, focus on the Rabbono Shalom who delivers them from everything. Hakol remez l'Torah. V'nokat lashon chamushim shehalashon nofel al lashon. And the reason why the Torah used the language of chamushim is because the word chamushim has allusions to weaponry and also has allusions to Torah. In other words, it's lashon nofel al lashon. It's actually an allusion to the fact that the Torah is our weaponry. V'chein mezuyanim. And similarly, the Medrash choosing the word mezuyanim is also lashon nofel al lashon, because it's a lashon of Zion, meaning the Zion Svarim, which are your clay Zion, which are your weaponry. Ki lashon chamisha v'zayin shemos clay milchomehema. Veitzel Yisrael Yermozu Gam ala Torah. What's the weapon of the Jewish people? It's the five books of Moses. It's the seven books of the Torah. O chamushim hainu chamisha chumshe Torah. Or maybe chamushim means chamisha chumshe Torah ka'amor. U mezuyanim hainu at tefillah. Or he says maybe mezuyanim refers to tefillah. Kemoshe ne'amar. Sheva bayom hilal ticha mizuyanim yiloshen zayin, meaning the number seven, as the pasuk says, Sheva bayom hilal ticha. David HaMelech says, Hashem, I praise you with the seven brachos, perhaps referring to the seven brachos of Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, or the seven times a day there was praise, whatever the Gemara talks about why the number seven. But Sheva bayom hilal ticha, Hashem, I have praised you seven times. Vihine. Hold on to your seats. We're going to go a little faster. We know that the Jewish people were not worthy of receiving the Torah. They were not worthy of receiving the Torah till after they passed through the Yamsuf. And they had to walk a little bit through the desert. Because it was on the Yamsuf that the Jewish people came to a complete emunah on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Avdo, Vayamidu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo. V'kodem Shebo Lidei Emunah Zu. Before the Jewish people had the experience on Yamsuf, even after they had left Egypt on the 49th level of Tumah, even that they had been willing to follow Moshe Rabbeinu out into the desert because of the miracles of the 10 plagues, there were still many doubts, right? They complained. They saw the Egyptians coming after them. They were still scared and nervous. They kept on getting nervous. They still didn't have the clear emuna. V'kodem shabal yidei emuna zu pshitish lahayurin l'kabla Torah kol zman shahayu mesupakim b'nevuas Moshe emunas Hashem. They were not ready yet. V'achar shabal al yamsuf lidei emuna zu me'oz hayu ru'uyim l'kabla satorah. Right? When a person's mesupak, when a person's in doubt, when things are dark for a person and he feels far away from Hashem, it's very, very difficult for a person to have the clarity of thought to say, I want to be a Mekabel HaTorah. I want to be someone who's going to accept upon himself all the mitzvos HaTorah and to accept upon himself Talmud Torah. It's difficult for a person to bring himself during those dark times when a person finds himself besuffic and he finds himself far away. Like when the Jewish people left Egypt, even though they just had the 10 Makos, believe it or not, they had sunk to such a low level that even the Tenakos, it was enough basically to just take a crowbar and extricate them from Egypt. But they were still a wandering people in the desert. Imamish, even after having seen Tenakos, which is a pella, we can't even understand something. But think of the psychology of it. For 210 years, abandoned slave with nothing, no connection, no very, very little, if any connection. So it was enough. It gave them a jolt But as soon as they found themselves in the desert, in the middle of nowhere, with the Egyptians running after them, was right back to the same slave mentality, right back to the same lack of emunah, because that's the way we are also. You know, when things are bad for us, we have questions, we have doubts, and we have difficulties, and then all of a sudden you have that flash, and things are going well, and then you can get right back. It's so easy to forget. So they needed this jolt. They also had to walk into the midbar. It was important for the Jewish people to spend time in the desert also. Because in the desert, you acquire the trait of being able to live on very little. There are no luxuries in the desert. Histapkus means being mistapik b'muat, meaning someone who gets along with very little. In the desert, you have to be somebody who's able to get along just with the bare essentials. You don't have comfortable leather couches in the desert. You don't have Lexuses. You don't have 27 room mansions. You don't have that in the desert, right? You have to be able to acquire means of histapkus. Kikach daka shel Torah, because the real way to acquire Torah is pas b'melach tochel. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, pas b'melach tochel u'mayim b'mesura tishna v'al ha'aretz tishon b'chayei tzadikya. If a person is too ingrained in a life of materialistic pleasures, he's not going to be able to find himself to really connect to the message of Torah, to connect to the words of Torah. V'lo nitna Torah kim lo'ochle haman. New pshat, he says in the Medrash. The Medrash says, lo nitna Torah elo lo'ochle haman. Here he means the man, meaning they were able to survive just on man, the same food every day. Of course, the Midrashim say it wasn't stama food, but okay. But pash pshat, in the Chumash, the man was, a small little piece of bread that you got every day, but it filled you up. But you were okay with that. See, min yiridas haman lam d'derech ha'istabkos shem mekabli ha'torah tzrichim l'zeh. Notzal zen l'shtar shu be'amuna ha'yidei nisim shenaslam ha'midbar. Skip a little bit. Before the Jewish people received the Torah, they were just a regular like anybody else. Says the Kli Yakar. Therefore, for the first three phrases in these two psukim, the opening two psukim, they're not called Bnei Yisrael yet. It was only through Kabbalah Satorah that the Jewish people were separated from everybody else to be the special nation that they were. Therefore, the Kli Yakar says, I'd like to explain the opening two psukim of our parasha in the following way. When he sent them out, they were still just a regular people. They had not been adequately prepared yet for having the special mission of the Bnei Yisrael. They weren't yet, they didn't have that special mission. Kilo nivdul adayim in shar amei oretz, l'vishalo haya kli zayinam aleihem, because they did not have their weaponry. They did not have the chamisha chumshei Torah. Lo kli zayin. Okay, it looks like we went out of order here, Rabotai. I apologize. Go from page, I don't know how I did that. I guess the page was backwards. Gentlemen, sorry, go to page 3. At least we have it there. You gotta be thankful for the fact that we have it. Lo kli zayinam ativi, not their natural kli zayin, sheri lo hayu mulum de mechama, v'lo kli zayin shel ha-Torah, sheri lo kiblu adayin ha-Torah. They had nothing. V'lo hayu afilu mechanim l'kabbalah, they weren't even ready to accept the Torah. Kilo nishtarshu be'amuna adayin. Because they didn't have the clarity of thought. Therefore, Hashem didn't send them through the Plishtim. They were just a regular people. They would get scared by war. They had no weapons. Derech ha-midbar yamsuf. Ki ha-yidei nisei hayom va-midbar yiknu emuna shelema. It's through the nisim of the yam and the midbar
they will acquire the emuna shleim of Oz Yimuchan v'kabla Torah. V'shiva svarim u'shiva tefilos kamur. U'maskim lazeh mashematzinu, he says in Matan Torah, the Medrash says, Hashem tied their crowns, or their klei zayin, according to some, that he tied their weapons to them. And the Ramban says, v'hazah ha'tohoid edichash aditikin zaynach, ki misham raya barush ha'torah klei zaynam shal yisrael va'a'op. So Yonos and Baruch is bothered. V'afal pisha b'shas ha'alim yimitzrayim, Lo hoyu adayin mizuyonim ad shebo lamidbar. Aye, but what are you talking about that they had their clay zion on them already when they left Egypt? Hello, they only got these chamisha chumshe Torah once they got to the midbar. So here's where the little stretch comes in of the whole drasha. Mikol makom amar v'chamushim alu lufi shemiyad kasher nisratzu lelech lamidbar v'lo amru heach nelech lamidbar lo makom zera miyad kanu ha'amuna. The beginning of the kinyan already is as if, right, like the pasuk says, Ko amar Hashem, Zacharti lach chesed ne'urayich, Avas klulosayich, Lechtech acharai b'amidbar be'eretz lo zerua. The fact that the Jewish people was willing to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu into the desert, and willing to acquire that midas ha'estapkus, and willing to acquire that emunah, the blind faith of following the cloud of fire into the desert and jumping into the Yamsuf, and the beginnings of the acquisition of that Amuna, it's as if they already accepted it. V'aschalas akin eshlam kilu hayim b'shurashim b'lekach nemar v'chamushim olu haynu bizman sha'olu me'emetz utzayim el amidbar. They were already, that was the first step towards acquiring their real battle gear. And what is the real battle gear of the Jewish people? The Chamisha Chumshe Torah and the Klei Zayin, the Torah Tefila. V'sof kinyin ha'amun ha'ya ide yamsof kamur. So how do you read the pasuk again? V'hi b'shalach paro es ha'am. When they first were said that, they were just an am v'lo nachem elokim, and therefore v'lo nachem elokim derech eretz plishim ki karavu. They didn't have their battle gear. Ki yomar elokim pein yinachem ha'am. We were just a regular people. They were shavu mitzrayma. V'yasev therefore the v'yasev elokim es ha'am derech ha'midbar yamsof. Therefore he took the nation and sent them in order to acquire the trade of Emunah. He sent them through the Midbar, and he sent them through the Yamsuf, because it was in the Midbar, in the desert, and in the Yamsuf, and on the Yamsuf, where they were going to acquire the Emunah, so that they should be able to be what? V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, that to be the exalted nation of the b'nei Yisrael, they needed chamushim, they needed to be armed with the Emunah, and with the Midas HaEstapkus, which would ultimately lead them to be able to receive their real weaponry, which is the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, the Klei Zayin. So reads the Kli Yakar, the Pasuk, Agansa Shir Kloli, but the main themes and ideas which I thought were crucial for us to stress in this part one of the Shir. And part two is going to have to go quickly, but part two is also really myridic. In part one of the Shir, the themes, the ideas we have to remember. When a person is far away, it's hard to see the truth. When tragedy and difficulty and challenge find the person, he sometimes finds his mind cloudy. And at those times, he has to think about those times. He has to remember those times where everything was clear to him. He has to remember the miracles and the nisim that a person sees in his own life. Whatever nisim a person has, the fact that he lives, the fact that he breathes, the fact that he's healthy, the fact that he has what he has, to try to look at those times where he has seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu clear in his life, and then he will acquire the real weaponry of the Jewish people. We have to remember that the weaponry of the Jewish people is not the tanks, not the artillery, but it's the cheref pifios biadam. It's the sword of the mouth. The real, of course, we have to have the shtalos, we need to have a good standing army, we need to have, we've talked about this many times in the Kli Yakar this year already, hishtadlos. The Kli Yakar is all into, very big into hishtadlos. You have to make your hishtadlos, but you have to remember what's really winning the day. It's v'cheref pipiyos v'adam. This is point one of the shir. Rabosai, point two, which we're going to have to condense to 9 minutes,
Here we go. Point two. Oh, what's the very next pasuk? I promised we were going to focus on Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi'i this year, but this year in the Kliyaka it was all in the first three psukim, so I apologize. Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo. Also, a complete, again, we've read this pasuk so many times, a complete non sequitur in the order of the psukim. A complete non sequitur. What in the world is this thing doing right here after this whole Ganze Drasha? Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imo. This was really important to mention right at this juncture. They're all leaving it. And by the way, they took the bones of Yosef because Yosef made us swear that he was going to take him out. Fine, Amamish, a complete non sequitur. Oh, listen to the drash of the Kliyakar on this. And it's a shame that I only have 8 minutes, but I'm going to do my best. So hold on to your seats. And you have to do the rest for homework. Samach inyan zeh l'pasuk shel amala v'chamushim ala b'nei Yisrael l'fi. Okay, the first pshat, he says, okay, the first pshat, I'll just tell you outside. The first pshat, he says that the Medrash says that the Aron of Yosef in the Midbar, when they had a Mishkan, traveled right next to the Aron Kodesh, the two Aronos. And the nations of the world said, what are you putting these two, these dead men, what are you putting this dead guy next to the Aron Kodesh? So they answered, Kiem Zeh Mashe Kosov Bezeh. That Yosef stood for the Aseres HaDibros, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So for us, a dead tzaddik represents to us the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Okay, that itself has its own beautiful messages about how the covet of a Talmud Chacham and the level of respect that we mamish view, right? That's why you're supposed to rip Kriya. If a person's around, when any Jew passes away, if you're there, and if a Talmud Chacham, certainly then all of you, all the Jewish people, if you're not there, rip Kriya. If it's a big Talmud Chacham, or a person's Rebbe, because of the Torah that was destroyed, as we view even a dead Talmud Chacham is required of tremendous kavod, because we view a Talmud Chacham, the person who did all those mitzvos, so we view that as if it's a sefer Torah, as if it's a sefer Torah. That's why we wrap a dead person in a talis, similar to the way we wrap a sefer Torah. We have this. There are many similarities between we, because this was somebody who did mitzvos, who accomplished in kal v'chomer a talmud chacham. But look at the next shot. Davar acher on the bottom. Davar acher. V'fisha ra Moshe she'Hashem yisparach esimim derech hamid b'der yamsuf. Moshe saw that they were headed to the yamsuf. V'choshev Moshe shem ula yakav lehem ayom oz yikar lehem b'zchus Yosef. Moshe thought that if the Yam Suf, if the Red Sea would prove to be an obstacle, he knew that the bones of Yosef would part the seas of the Red Sea. Kimoshe Lamdu Chazal, as the Medrash Shocha Tov Tilma says, Min Apasuk Hayom Ra'a Vayanos, Ma Ra, what did the Yam see that made the Yam run away? Atzmosav shel Yosef shnemabo vayonos vayetze hachutza. Right, Rabosai? The famous drush of Chazal. Hayom ra'a vayonos. What did the Yom see that made the Yom run away? When Yosef HaTzadik ran away from Potiphar. Vayonos vayetze hachutza. When vayonos, gzera shem vayonos vayonos. Yosef HaTzadik was Vayonas Vayetze Achutza. He was not tempted by the wife of Potiphar. He was able to withstand the temptation. So he ran away. So the Yom ran away. Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Harsinai. What in the world is going on over here? Oh, so the Kliyaka says, and if you want to know what in the world that means, V'taymo Sheldavar B'yarnu L'mala B'parshas Vayesha. And this, I already explained the Parsha Vayeshev. So, luckily, with the miracles of the internet, or the Bar Ilan, so we have it right here. Now go back to page one, page two. Vayonos Vayeshechus, I have over here, and unfortunately I don't have the time to develop this, but he basically says, I'll have to say it outside, that the Gemara says in Maseches Ksubos, nowadays, even though we don't have the four Misos of Bezin anymore, but Hashem figures out a way to give the four mitzvahs of peasants. He says, somebody who commits Gili Arayos, Eishas Ish, the punishment is Chenek, strangulation. So the Gemara says, Well, nowadays you don't get strangled. So what happens to a person who commits oftentimes? What he says, such a person drowns, because that's chenek. Chenek is strangulation. Death by strangulation nowadays is drowning. So he says, and that's why the Dor HaMabul, he says, that's why the Dor HaMabul was killed through drowning. Why? Because they were all shtufei zima. They were involved in arayos. So that's why they drowned. And that's why the Egyptians in the Yamsuf drowned through drowning. Why? Because the Egyptians were shtufei zima. The Egyptians were people who engaged in disgusting, licentious behaviors. They all drowned. So Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was able to withstand the temptation of that. So it was Dafka Yosef HaTzadik that saved, and all the Jewish people respecting this message of the life of Yosef HaTzadik, who stood for a life of purity, a life of chastity, a life of sexual mores and morals. So that's exactly what saved them from the Yam Suf. I thought, just to elaborate on this a little bit, that's the way Arayos, that's the way the Yetzirah of Arayos plays on a person. It's like the water rising and rising and rising and rising on a person. When a person's passion and Yetzirah for this gets bigger and bigger and bigger, like the way that the Yam Suf attacks a person. So the key is to a person has to hold himself back. A person has to grab hold of himself and grab hold of his emotions and make sure that he stands strong. And that's what will cause all the waters to subside, as it were. Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's a medrash also about Yosef's bones being in the water and rising up. So that's the same, you know, the same.
Yeah. Same idea. And he goes on further. He says one other pshat, maybe vayonos vayetze means tse means tagninus shelcha, like by Avram Avinu. Vayotze oso hachutza. Right? Vayotze oso hachutza. Hashem said, stop thinking that the world is run through teva. You think you can't have children because you're 99 years old. Realize I run the world. I can make a 99-year-old person do it. So that's also, he says, v'yachol yoshemamar v'shemamar v'yotze achutz ha'nechutz, that Yosef HaTzadik, by the normal teva, when a beautiful woman attacks him in private, by the normal teva would be to submit. The normal teva. Yosef HaTzadik was able to be vayonas vayetze hachutza. He was able to run out like by Avram Avinu. Tzei meyistagninus shelcha. Hashem told him, vayotze oso hachutza. Hashem said, go out. You think you can't have kids? Go out from teva. Don't think you have to submit to what the nature of the world is. The nature of the world is a 99-year-old can't have children. I'm going to give you children. Yosef HaTzadik, the nature of the world is that you're going to submit to the temptation. I'm telling you, Yosef, you have the koach to overcome the nature of the world. So same thing over here. Maybe the teva of the Yamsuf was that the Jewish people were going to drown in the Yamsuf, but the Jewish people had to believe in the supernatural. The Jewish people had to believe in the fact that they could be saved. And the second that they believed in the fact that the Jewish people goes l'malam in ateva, so that's the connection between the Atzmos Yosef. Yosef showed the Jewish people that we can exist in a life of l'malam in ateva. And that's what caused the rivers of the Yam Suf to part, because the Jewish people at that time had to believe that their salvation was going to come l'mal min ha-teva, Nachshon jumping in, and the Atzmos Yosef leading them in. Vayikach Yosef is Atzmos Yosef. Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu knew this was what was going to have to be needed to save them from the teva. Obviously a lot more here to develop, but I said the rest is going to have to be for homework. Rabosa, let's just review very briefly. What do we learn today? Two ideas which are really two halves of the same coin, I believe, that the Jewish people have to realize, and certainly as we read these parashios of the Eser Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf, we have to realize, yes, of course, we believe in Hishtadlus 1,000%. The Kli Yakar has stressed this idea throughout the beginning parashios of Bereishis that we've learned by Yosef HaTzadik, if you remember. Derech HaTeva you do need, but we have to remember Bikish Yaakov L'Sheves B'Shalva. For those who remember Bikish Yaakov L'Sheves B'Shalva, Yaakov thought it was all going to be otherworldly. But that's not the way this world works. So Rabosai, we have to remember that while Hishtadlus is important, what really drives our engine, what really drives our Hatzlacha, our existence in this world,
in all the battles, not only in the battles that we face, the Jewish people face, the cheref pifios biadam, it's the tefillah and Torah that accomplish for a person what he really needs, even when he makes his ishtadlus. And the second message being that, especially during times of crisis and difficulties, so a person has to hold on to the dugma, has to hold on to the, like Yosef, what helped Yosef? Must yukno shalaviv. He has to hold on to those moments of inspiration that he had in his life to strengthen him, that he realizes, that he knows, that he can withstand the temptations of this world. Even though sometimes it might seem to a person like it's chutz miderech hateva. So that's what it is. Vayotze yoso achutza vayonos vayetze achutza hayom ro vayonos. That what saved the Jewish people on the Yam was the Arono shel Yosef, who was a shining example to the Jewish people that it's possible for a person to withstand the temptation. We can't just submit and say, this is my nature. This is the way it is. This is the way my life has to be, because that's the way I was created. That's what Hashem created, this Yetzirah in me. Yosef HaTzadik says, a Jew can withstand because a Jew has that special siyata d'shmaya that sometimes takes him l'mala m'ateva. And that's what caused the Atzmos Yosef, is what caused the Yamsuf to split. Hayom Rav Ayonos. It's based on Vayonos Vayitzah Achutza. Hopefully we should be zoche to realize when we actually really submit and realize that it's the Yiras Shamayim and the Emunah Bashem and the Midas HaEstapkus that takes us through our lives, we will be zoche to see that deliverance of Lamalam and Ateva in all of the difficulties and challenges that life throws our way.